Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Let's move on for now, and we're barely over the Joe Biden visit when news emerges overnight that former US President Donald Trump is coming to Ireland next month to visit his luxury golf resort in Doonbeg, County Clare. He's coming apparently on May the 4th, which is, of course, Star Wars days. Rita McInerney, owner of the Wild Atlantic Break coffee shop in Doonbeg, is on the line. Good morning, Rita.
Good morning.
Rita, how and when did you find out about the visit?
It was rumoured over the last couple of weeks that a visit was imminent.
And what do you know about it at this stage?
Oh, nothing much, just that he plans to visit. I suppose it's in conjunction with his visit to Scotland, so I presume it's primarily a business visit. He's visiting his properties.
But will there be a big security operation around it, or have the guards been down looking around, or the Secret Service or whatever?
I suppose since the Trump family have owned the business since 2014, they're very familiar with the property, and any of their own security or even the US security, given the last visit, would be very much familiar with the resort. And I suppose because we're quite remote, we're quite isolated, it's quite easy to navigate and to secure a property like that. But we haven't had the guards into it just as yet, but I presume they will. Keep us informed as they've always done, and the 2019 visit went off very successfully. Everybody played their part, and it was done very professionally.
And you're so kind of used to you're used to the family kind of back and forth with the children and that, aren't you?
Particularly, yes. Eric Trump is the main guy up there from the Trump Organization's perspective. He was here last August. He was down the village, meeting the people, and he had his own bit of security with him, quite low-key. And, everything went off fine.
And listen, Rita, I know you've always obviously been very supportive of the Trumps as people who are big employers in the area and everything else. Has the attitude of people changed a little bit at all, even with the events earlier this month? He was charged in a New York court with those 34 felony charges. Is it changing people's views of him at all?
I suppose not really. I suppose, we have very much separated the business and the politics. We, as a community, we initiated the project over 30 years ago now. The project was initiated. We've had four different owners over that period. We have always worked with those owners. We have particular conditions as a community that we want the owners to honour. Things like, access to the beach, increased, infrastructure facilities, local employment, local membership of the golf club. And once those have been honoured by the people we have worked with and the people that have owned the property, we have worked with those owners over the years.
Yeah.
I suppose in more recent years, the Trump name has brought with it a mixed bag of focus and issues around that. And I suppose, what has happened over the last couple of weeks in America, people's views have they're seeing what's unfolding. But ultimately, it is up to the American people to elect their president. He stood for election there. He will stand again, I presume. So it is up to the American people to decide who their president is.
Do you think that Trump visiting there and Trump's appreciation for the area and for Doonbeg and all that, is it good for you?
It certainly is from the point of view of the investment that he has put into the property over the recent years, and also the investment that he's trying to do in terms of the Trump Organization are looking to expand the property. They're looking to build a function room and leisure facilities and additional cottages. We have huge issues around coastal protection, and the quest by Trump International to put in coastal protection at Duckmore Beach has been objected to from around the world, around the globe, which we see as unfair, because this type of coast protection has been done everywhere along the west coast of Ireland, up in our neighbours in Lahinch and Spanish Point, down to Waterville, without the same level of objections. So that we feel that we're being victimised from that perspective. We as a community have, you know, addressed that, and we're going to take the bull by the horns, I suppose, and just look at other ways that we can ensure that our coastal area is protected, our dunes are protected, our beach is protected, whoever owns it, because there are other property owners along the coast that are being affected by this coastal erosion. And we feel that we as a community have a right, by whether it be the local authority or our government bodies, to be protected from coastal erosion over the last number of years.
Okay, but meanwhile, look, you're pragmatic down there, and if he's playing ball with you, you play ball with him as you would with any owner. Okay, Rita McInerney, owner of the Wild Atlantic Break coffee shop down there in Doonbeg, thank you very much. We'll take a break.